Could become a journalist, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a. I think anybody can, honestly, even people who may have shorter attention span.
This is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. And you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org. And click donate. Thank you for your support.
Princeton and UPenn teach with the bones of murdered children. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Philadelphia's racist past resurfaced in recent weeks with the public disclosure that the bones of one or two African-American children killed by the city's police in 1985 were being used in an online Princeton University course called Real Bones, Adventures in Forensic Anthropology, without the knowledge of their families. May 13th marks the 36th anniversary of the day the city of Philadelphia bombed its own citizens. On that day in 1985, police surrounded the home of MOVE, a radical Black liberation organization that was defying orders to vacate. Police flooded the home with water, filled the house with tear gas, and blasted the house with automatic weapons, all failing to dislodge the residents. Finally, police dropped a bomb on the house from a helicopter, killing 11 people, 6 adults, and 5 children. The fire burned an entire city block to the ground, destroying over 60 homes. An earlier standoff in 1978 ended in a hail of police gunfire, leaving one police officer dead. MOVE members say they didn't fire a shot and that the officer was a victim of friendly fire. Nevertheless, 9 MOVE members were convicted of his murder and given life sentences. One of those MOVE 9 prisoners, Debbie Africa, secretly gave birth in her cell just 5 weeks into her sentence. She managed to keep her son, Mike Africa Jr., with her for 3 days before alerting the guards. 7 of the MOVE 9 are now free after serving 40 years. 2 died in prison. Last month, Abdulali Muhammad, a grassroots organizer in Philadelphia, learned that the bones from one or two of the children killed in the 1985 MOVE bombing, Trey and Delisha Africa, were being used by Princeton University, along with the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology, in the online course.
The bones are, I mean, you know, we would say like juicy, you know, meaning that you can tell that they are of a recently deceased individual. They have a lot of sort of sheen to them, at least this one does. And that is because, of course, there's still marrow in the marrow cavity, and it's sort of leaching basically out and into the bone. So it gives that kind of slick sort of appearance. If you smell it, it doesn't actually smell bad. But it smells just kind of greasy.
That's Janet Monge, a Penn Museum curator, speaking in the video as she handles the bones.
Tree and Delisha, I knew them both.
Mike Africa Jr., now in his early 40s, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, responding to the discovery of the bones.
Tree was the oldest of all the kids. She was very kind, and she was very responsible, and she was always being called on to help with the other kids because she was the oldest. All of us were, well, I guess, unconventional orphans. Like, we were all together because all of our parents were in prison. Tree's parent, her mother, was in prison. Delicia's, both her parents were in prison. And, of course, my parents were in prison, too.
After the conclusion of an official inquiry, not long after the bombing, Tree's remains were reportedly buried along with those of her half-sister, Zanetta. According to press reports, the remains of the other children, including Delicia, were later handed over to a state senator who ran a funeral home and had them buried in unmarked graves. If the bones of Tree and Delicia were buried in 1985, how did they end up in Janet Monge's hands 36 years later? Immediately after the bombing, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner brought in Alan Mann, an anthropology professor at the University of Pennsylvania, to help identify the bodies recovered from the rubble of the move house. Janet Monge was a graduate student working under Mann. Mann's findings were later contradicted by Alizi Hameli, a forensic pathologist brought in by the city to conduct a subsequent in-depth investigation into the remains of the 11 victims. Hameli criticized the medical examiner for mishandling the move remains. The medical examiner, for unknown reasons, released some of the remains to Mann. He allegedly kept them for decades, moving from the University of Pennsylvania to Princeton University. Alan Mann, now retired, first said he didn't have the bones of Tree and Delicia Africa, then reportedly recently transferred them to a funeral home in Philadelphia. Abdullah Lee Muhammad learned of the bones, which have been described as an open secret in the anthropology community, when trying to facilitate the Penn Museum's repatriation of skulls of enslaved people held in its Morton collection. Like Harvard's 22,000 human remains and the Smithsonian's estimated 30,000 human remains, the Morton Collection skulls are a grim testament to institutional racism.
People are suffering and have been suffering for over 36 years just because of the bombing.
Again, that's Mike Africa Jr. As to what should happen to the remains of his friends Tree and Delicia, he says,
that will be decided by their parents.
The Philadelphia City Council issued an apology last November for the MOVE bombing. Reparations should be made to the MOVE community for the crimes committed against them, from the beatings to the bombing to the bones. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Six, yeah. You been caught up in the mix, yeah. Got it lit in his this. I might take that little chick to Topanga. I said, stop all of this, you in danger. Yeah, you in danger. I might take your little butt to Topanga. Just don't move like no bros or no stranger. No, I told bangers. Boom, 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 boom. Stop, you in danger. I can take you to Topanga.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Agra, Casco, and Hudson. That song was Topanga by Trippy Red. Stay tuned for great music and discussion and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Property owners in the New Lebanon School District are looking at a 6% tax levy increase for the 2021-22 school year as the result of an accounting error, according to officials. Tax levy increase is capped at 0.37% based on the state tax cap formula, but a 6% hike is necessary to make up for a short in the budget caused by an error that led to undercharging taxpayers in 2020 that lost the district $382,000 in revenue. The district used nearly $429,000 from its fund balance for the 2020-21 budget, contributing to a $990,000 shortfall in the 2021-22 spending plan, according to the district superintendent Andrew Court. Because the proposed 6% increase exceeds the tax cap, the district will require a supermajority, or 60% of its voters, to approve its budget. Otherwise, the district could see extracurricular cuts. Court advised district residents in February about the error. And I quote, during the 2020-2021 school year, the New Lebanon Central School District was scheduled to collect a total of $8,492,589 in school taxes, but instead $8,109,458 was collected. This has resulted in approximately 4.5% less in taxes collected than was levied, end quote. Taxpayers in New Lebanon District have not seen a tax increase since 2012. The budget breakdown includes $4 million for instruction, $1 million for special education, $3.6 million for benefits, $154,500 for technology, $762,629 for general support, $917,091 for operations and maintenance, $156,900 for co-curricular and athletics, $716,200 for transportation, $559,882 for debt service, and $55,000 for inter-fund transfers. The $11.8 million school renovation project completed in the fall is separate from the annual school budget vote, Court said. The superintendent said this week he is, and I quote, cautiously optimistic, end quote, the budget will pass, emphasizing the need for people to get out and vote. If the budget does not get supermajority approval on May 18th, the Board of Education will call a special meeting for May 19th or 20th, to assess the next steps. The annual budget vote and school board elections will be held on May 18th. District residents will vote this year at the junior senior high school because of COVID-19 restrictions, Court said. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on May 5th signed the New York HERO Act into law, requiring workplaces to have COVID-related safety measures in place. Passage of the bill came with an agreement with Democrats in the state legislature that amendments would be added in the coming weeks to provide businesses with a clear timeline for fixing violations. While the measure was supported by a range of advocacy organizations, business groups strongly opposed the measure, pointing to potential legal exposure. Some of the bill's requirements had been in place due to executive orders signed by the governor since last year. Cuomo's approval message after signing the bill into law
would include a requirement that, and I quote, technical changes, end quote, be made to the bill. The potential technical changes would include a specific timeline and instructions for implementing the changes, plus an immediate requirement for employers to cure violations in order to better protect the safety of workers and limit lawsuits in the process. Senator Mike Gianaris, the act's main sponsor in the Senate, said, and I quote, "Too many workers have already sacrificed their health for our community's benefit. The New York HERO Act will honor their efforts by giving workers the tools to protect themselves while on the job," end quote. The bill's approval comes as the state is scheduled to reopen of businesses and public gathering spaces on May 19th. As the COVID positive rate continues a multi-week decline and more people are vaccinated. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Durham Town Board has voted to allow all existing campsites at the Blackthorn Resort to stay open for the time being. The owners of the East Durham Resort submitted in late 2020 a site plan application for the addition of 30 campsites to the Subside Road RV Park. However, the sites are already in use. Neighbors in the general public are of two minds about. Some argue the expansion would have a negative environmental impact, while others are grateful for the economic impact Blackthorn guests have on the area. The town board Tuesday, May 5th, unanimously approved an order on consent. Town attorney Tal Rapalea said, and I quote, "This agreement says that the applicant is going to withdraw their application, which they have," end quote. He went on to say, "And they are going back to the drawing table and providing us with an overall copy, survey, and site plan of all the sites that are currently on the location, as well as the 30 that were asked for and others that might be coming down the pike," end quote. Attorney Jonathan E. Cohen, who represents Aeneas Merle and Michael Pesek of 107 Sunnyside Road, blew the whistle on the unapproved camping spots in a February 2nd letter to the board. In that letter, Cohen alleged, and I quote, "It is believed that the New York State Department of Health has pressured the applicant over the years to come into compliance with the applicable sanitary laws and that this application is the result," end quote. Blackthorn now has until August 1st to submit the required documentation to the town, Rapalea said. If Blackthorn fails to comply with the order or submit a new plan by August 1st, Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said the town board will likely review and rescind the agreement. You can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Columbia Green Media that on April 26, New Baltimore became the last town in Greene and Albany counties to pass a municipal consent resolution for the Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line to be installed. But it was not exactly easy to get approval from New Baltimore officials for the power line that would be in an existing right-of-way alongside the CSX railroad track and would bring the town $120,000 a year. Some residents had questions first. Resident Ellie Alpert, who owns property near the railroad track where the transmission line is going, said, and I quote, "We don't know where this damn thing is going," end quote. She added, and I quote, what can New Baltimoreans expect to get out of it, end quote. Alpert asked about the $120,000 a year. Then the resolution was unanimously adopted by the town board. Resident James Eccles said as he left the meeting, and I quote, "Sometimes David has to challenge Goliath," end quote, even though in this case David lost. Town Supervisor Jeff Russo said, and I quote, "We did struggle like a fish on a line, but that's all we were, a fish on the line," end quote. Read more about this story in the Robina News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 7th. Early this morning, temperatures range from 37 in Mackey to 44 in Kingston. Mostly nice day ahead, sunny morning helps get the temperatures up to 63 degrees this afternoon. After 2 p.m., it starts getting cloudy, and after 8 p.m., rain will enter the area. Overnight, the rain continues as the mercury drops to 42 degrees. Rain picks up before dawn tomorrow, and at least chances of rain will stick around all day. A high of 55 is expected. Sunday, we'll have a dry morning and a high of 64. Rain returns to the area after 5 p.m., and then we'll continue into Monday. Pollen levels will be high today and medium for tomorrow and Sunday. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:51 a.m., low tide at 7:18 a.m., high tide again at 1:07 p.m., and low tide again at 7:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 56 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:45 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:40 a.m. Looking way up, we see a large sunspot is emerging over the sun's northeastern region. More CMEs are expected to develop. Solar wind speed is currently 305 kilometers per second at 6.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and I am here with
DJ Popcorn
and
DJ Shamani.
Yes, sir. And today, first half of the show, we want to introduce y'all to some Rap Radar. Feel me? So first up, you know the drill. We got Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes, sir.
It's P's and Q's. Vert. So we're going to get into it. And then this segment, we're actually going to talk. You know, feel me? We're going to be talking. So we're going to talk a little bit today. Word. Feel me? So hop into it. And then what's up?
And we got some good throwbacks for y'all today. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It's all right, it's slick, hey. So? Yeah, I told y'all, something in mind. Yeah, I told y'all, something in mind. Jump in the park, rather than not. I change your life, now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. He ain't got no money, yeah. Oh, say, he ain't got no money, yeah.
Yeah. She had a nigga that was on the music scene.
What? Thought he was me?
Had a nigga, thought he was going straight to the league.
Yeah, straight to the league.
Yeah, fuck with my baby, I swear that nigga gon' bleed. Yeah. She let that boy ride for me. Stay on my P's and my Q's, yeah. Stay on my Q's and my P's. Cause that could happen to me, yeah. I'll bring that girl to the big league, yeah. That's all on my teeth, yeah. Diamond, that's all on my teeth, yeah. Put my girl in a new Chanel, and I got her a new whip. Said, put my girl in a new Chanel, and I got her a new whip. Like, ha, ha, oh, well, now your girl with me. Like, Austin was holding her up, yeah. Boy, please, like, bye, bye, Austin. Hello to love.
Yeah, I told y'all, yeah. I made it mine. Yeah, I told y'all, yeah. I made it mine. Jump in the bar. Rather than not, I change your life. Now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money. Yeah. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money. Yeah. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money. Yeah. Ooh, sing. He ain't got no money. Yeah.
Could be yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one rule, don't listen to hoes. Yeah. No, you never lived this life before. Yeah. More money than your last man of cars. Yeah. Driving in that farm. Yeah. Where you thought you was going in that far. I told yours, yeah.
Yeah.
I made it mine.
What?
I made it mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I told yours.
I
made it mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I told yours.
Yeah.
I made it mine, yeah.
Yeah. I told yours. I told yours.
Yeah.
I made it mine.
Yeah.
I told yours.
Yeah.
I made it mine.
Yeah.
Jump in the box, rather than not.
Yeah.
I change your life, now you gon' ride.
Yeah.
Ooh, sing.
Sing it.
He ain't got no money. He ain't got no money, yeah. Oh, say, he ain't got no money, yeah.
Stay on my P's and my Q's, yeah. Stay on my Q's and my P's. Stay on my P's and my Q's, yeah. Stay on my Q's and my P's.
Alright, so that was P's and Q's by Lil Uzi Vert, which I thought about that, you know. It was a nice throwback. I saw the music video, like all the anime stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was fire.
That was a great video. I remember that video.
Now I can stand my Q's and my P's. Hey. Alright, so next up.
Do what I want.
No, I do what
okay,
I want.
Throw back.
No, I do what I want. No, I do what I want.
All right, so yeah.
Frank Mueller, yeah, Frank Mueller. Boy, I start on the bottom, made my way to top. Boy, I'm gonna keep winning. No, I cannot stop. Remember, I had a little, turned that bitch to a lot. Always been 100, put that on my block. Used to want a full door, now I want that drop. Yeah, now I do what I want. 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 Girl, you see me getting this money. Whoa, please don't front. Hunting fish club when I'm eating. Whoa, what's for lunch? And them boys back home be talking, but I won't get dust. Say to myself how I survive. No one who I trust. Yeah. No one who I trust. Pull them spin, no, they not with us. All these girls, yeah, they right with us. I don't pay no mind because I just want the bucks. Yeah, boy, I start on the bottom, made my way to top. Boy, I'm gonna keep winning. No, I cannot stop. Remember, I had a little. Turned that shit to a lot. Always been 100. Put that on my block. Used to want that full door. Now I want that drop. Yeah, now I do what I want. 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 Now I do what I want.
All right, so that was "Do What I Want" by Lil Uzi Vert. You feel me? That was also a 2K classic. You feel me? You know, feel me? Now I do what I want. Now I do what I want.
Now I do what I want.
You saw the music video? Boy jumped in a pool. That was fire. I'm not even gonna lie. Like the way he fell backwards into a pool, saying, "Now I do what I want."
Now
fire.
I do what I want.
No,
that was one of the top songs for that year too.
Wait, what year did that come out again?
It's because it was on 2K. That's
was that 16?
No. It was 2017 because it was on 2018 2K. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
so we got
Bad and Bougie by the Migos. Throwback. Move the ball. Girl.
Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
All set.
Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe. I take your boot right from you. I'm a dog. Roof. Beat her walls loose.
Hey.
Hop in the floor. Woo. I tell that bitch to come comfort me.
Comfort me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most. Yeah, pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster.
Bah.
Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a rolling, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Court side with a bad. Then I send it through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache. You got a low act rate. We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie in the ashtray.
Cookie coop,
just national smash tray. Hop in the limb, have a drag race.
Smash.
I let them birds take a bath, babe.
Hey.
Raindrop,
trip.
Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cookie.
On your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up in the crock
pot.
We came from nothing to something.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
It's bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
Pull four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cut,
drink.
Introduce me to your wifey, and we know she slept. Broke a brick down, nutty, butted, nutty, ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shit.
hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Coming Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Boobie. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm cooking, I'm whipping into it. Rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks. I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. They sucking, they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way. Float on the track like a Segway. Yeah, that way. I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way. Young trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big get it dope, Macy. Hey,
raindrop. Drop top. Smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking.
On your bitch, yeah, that.
Cooking up from the crock pot.
We came from nothing to something.
Hey,
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
It's bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My niggas bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Hey.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Yeah. Back to the bone. Hey, wait. Did watching, I swear to God, they be my clones.
What?
Yeah, hey, huh? Switching my like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now she want all my crew.
Cause
the money come all out the roof. Drive the Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these
they hate.
Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi.
Yeah,
waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy you so fat like my collar. You snake and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me. Saw your girl once, now she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop.
Drop
top. Drop top. Smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking.
On your bitch, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Cooking up from the crock pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. It's bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Town of Ulster Police Chief Kyle Barardi said an investigation into a Friday, May 7th bomb threat at the Hudson Valley Mall that forced the county's coronavirus vaccination clinic to close for the day found no evidence of explosives. Barardi said a caller threatened to blow up the Dick's Sporting Goods store, which is located across a hallway from the former Best Buy store where the county operates its clinic. The threat was phoned in about 11:30 a.m., prompting the evacuation of the entire mall, Barardi said. Speaking by phone at 1:15 p.m., the chief said the mall was deemed safe after a search by state police. Bomb detection dogs found nothing, allowing the stores to reopen. The county's walk-in vaccination clinic began operating at 9 a.m. and was to remain open until 4:30 p.m. Dan Proctor, the county's director of COVID response, said the clinic would not reopen Friday, but it would resume operations as scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Monday, May 10th. County Executive Pat Ryan said in a prepared statement that, and I quote, "out of an abundance of caution, we have decided to close the site for the remainder of today, but will continue to operate as planned moving forward," end quote. Proctor said the 70 people staffing the clinic and approximately 20 patients had to leave the clinic space when the bomb threat was called in. Barardi said about a dozen employees of Dick's were also evacuated. Berardi said police are taking the bomb threat seriously and are working to determine where the threat call originated. Hudson Valley Mall is located on Route 9W in the town of Ulster. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson's annual Pride Parade will not be happening this June, according to Out Hudson. Instead, there will be outdoor events in June and October. An October parade is not off the table, but at present, there are no definite plans. The nonprofit organization said in a statement, and I quote, "Due to the pandemic, Out Hudson has been unable to clearly move forward with organizing the annual parade and Pride Festival, traditionally held during the third week in June," end quote. It went on to state, and I quote, "Constraints to capacity and ongoing public health concerns continue to suspend our planning. As important as this weekend is to our mission, keeping local residents and visitors safe and comfortable remains Out Hudson's top priority," end quote. Charlie Ferrucci, Out Hudson co-founder and board member, said the organization decided to have outdoor events spread throughout the month of June to celebrate the tradition of Pride Month and a weekend festival of events in the fall when restrictions might be loosened. Ferrucci said, and I quote, "We're just not sure if we'll have the parade component yet," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It's also dependent on people's capacity. It's really a community event, and we need everyone's participation, so we have to gauge where everyone is at," end quote. The Hudson Pride celebration traditionally has been held on the third weekend of June, which is Father's Day weekend, so events don't overlap with neighboring celebrations in New Platts, Albany, and New York City. Collaborating partners, including Wise Bodies, the Hudson Area Library, the 10th Magazine, Chase Home Farm, Little Deb's Oasis, and the First Presbyterian Church. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. The Bern Knox Westerlo Board of Education has adopted a proposed $23.7 million budget for the 2021-22 school year, which includes a 2% tax levy decrease as well as increased spending on instruction. The spending plan was adopted following a unanimous vote at the board's April 19th meeting. In addition to the budget, the district's May 18th ballot will include an uncontested board election and proposition to purchase 3 72-passenger and 2 28-passenger buses. Superintendent Timothy Mondell said the tax levy cut was made possible by an increase in foundation aid, which is being expanded this year as the state moves toward fully funding court-required support by 2023. The increase in foundation aid will give the district an additional $194,000 to work with this year. Mundell said, and I quote, "I'll remind the community that we are overfunded in foundation aid and the formula over the next 3 years may not yield any additional dollars," end quote. The district will also receive just under $1.6 million through the Federal American Rescue Plan with 4 years to spend it. Mundell said, adding that once received, the money will be placed in a special aids fund, not the general fund, and I quote, "It will be used to supplement, not to supplant," end quote. The district's 2021-22 proposed spending totals $23,672,248, an increase of approximately 1% over the current budget. It reflects increases in the instruction, transportation, and central administration categories. Instruction will see the greatest increase, approximately 5% from last year. Mondell said, and I quote, "A good portion of that is having to budget for additional out-of-district placement students, and the rest is salaries." You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt, white. Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah. Young, poppin' with a pocket full of cottage. Yeah. Whoa, chemo, stop it. Chopper, aim it, inch it, knock it. Yeah. Had to call the addict, then the chopper had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket. Yeah. Neck, water, faucet, water, mocking, birds, mocking. At pint, stocking, at necks, keep neck. Wrist on hockey, hockey, wrist on rocket, rocket. Lotta copy, huh? Name someone can stop me, no one. Call me Poppy, Sachi, that's my hobby. Sachi, got it on a mallet, pocket, rocket from a wallet. One off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to cock it. Get the dropping, when that Draco get the popping. All I want is cottage, roll up, cigar full of broccoli. Cookie, no check, one off cash. I don't do deposits, cross the border, from the tropics. I'ma get that bag, ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, I'ma feed my family, ain't no way around it. Family, ain't gon' never let up. God said, show my talent, show young. With the animal, walking with the hammer. Talking country grammar, straight out North Atlanta. Northside.
Young, popping with a pocket full of cottage. Yeah. Whoa, chemo, stop it. Chopper, aim it, inch it, noggin. Yeah. Had to call the addict, then the topper had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the
Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt, white. Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Mama told you.
Mama told me,
Mama,
not to sell.
Mama told you,
17, 5, same color t-shirt,
white.
1995, 2005, seen it with my eyes, dope still alive,
dope.
Real mob ties,
mom.
Real frog eyes,
frog.
Real whole pies,
whoa.
All time high.
Do
it for the culture, they gon' bite like vultures,
vultures.
Way back when,
whoa.
I was trapping not Toyotas, I'ma hit the gas,
yeah.
12 can't pull me over,
12.
Space coupe, Quavo, Yoda, pouring, drinking sodas.
I get high on my own, sir, heard you. You gon' clone, sir. Stop all that flexing, young. Don't wanna go there. Never been a gopher, but I always been a soldier. Young in the cut, posted like a vulture. Diving off the stage in the crowd, it's a mosh pit. Yeah, shouted bad, but she broke and she don't own it. Mama asked me, son, when the trapping gon' quit. I been riding around through the city in my new.
Young, popping with a pocket full of cottage.
Yeah.
Whoa, chemo, stop it. Chopper, aim it, inch it, noggin.
Yeah.
Had to call the addict, then the topper had to chop it. Pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket.
Mama told me, not to sell work.
Mama,
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
White.
Mama told me, not to sell work.
Mama,
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah.
We are back, and that song was T-Shirt by Migos, second half. I'm here with
DJ Popcorn
and DJ Sean Money.
DJ Ricky. So, Femi, right now, we got this little segment that DJ Sean Money came up with, you know.
But before we get into that, though.
What? Don't cut me off. Ain't nothing else to play. Ain't nothing else to play.
There's actually something to say.
No, there's not. We doing shout-outs at the end.
Yes, there is.
What are we talking about?
Before we get into this, all views and opinions expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truths and may not represent the parent organization of Columbia Green Counties and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Continue.
Here we go. You want a host, bro? Because you just took my whole... You just cut my whole intro.
Man, you just took my whole...
You want a host? I can switch with you because I don't know what we do. Like, I can really just... You want to talk.
Man, so you right. took my whole job.
Anyway, before I was really interrupted, we got DJ Sean Money with his segment he decided. our dreams are like
dreams for life.
Yeah. Our dreams for life is like basically like our goals.
Yeah,
right?
Like what you want to do in the future. Like
yeah. All right. So we're gonna start it off with DJ Popcorn since he like to talk so much.
Yep. What's your dream for the future?
Yep.
Go ahead. So my dream, I plan to go to college. And well, what I wanna go for, I either want to go to be an EMT or I want to go to be a lawyer.
That's surprising. That is very surprising.
I am shocked. I am proud of you, but I am shocked. I thought you was going to be like a professional gamer or something.
No cap.
Like on your TSM day, quant type stuff. Like,
next Tfue. Right.
Nah,
next
like
typical gamer type stuff. Like.
Yeah, nah, those are like the two options I really want to be.
That's fire, that's fire.
All right.
What about you?
First of all, what about you?
Oh, what about me? I want to do something that has something to do with sports. But I don't want to coach a sport.
Coaching sports, I'm probably make more money than actually playing the sport.
You could be like,
I mean, like, I want to do something. Like,
be an assistant coach and make like 200K a month.
Nah,
I mean, a year.
I mean, like, I want to do something with football. Like, I want to, like, I low key kind of want to, like, go to a stadium type, like, play in a stadium.
Baseball? Or is baseball football?
No, right? No, I mean, like, I want to. I dad want to play football.
Track. They in stadiums too. Professional track players. They be in the stadium.
I know that, but I mean, like, field. I want to be on, like, a football field. Like,
did he on
people.
The football field? Did he put track down?
I'm saying, like, he could be, like, doing like, something physical.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. Like if I could really, like.
They got relay races.
Bro.
You touching batons.
Bro, if you don't stop cutting me off, like I was saying, like, I low key kind of wanted to go to the NFL. Like, if I had, like, if someone was to give me the opportunity.
Give yourself the opportunity instead of waiting for somebody else to give
word. That's open true. Doors for yourself, my guy.
Mm-hmm. You can't just be sitting there talking about something. Somebody, if somebody did, do it yourself.
That's true.
Do it yourself. Put in the hours instead of sitting there watching TikToks and making TikToks. Work in the gym for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Feel me? Do some foot, them foot shuffles. Boom, 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 through the ladders. You know, practice catching the football. Practice running into a bag, like a sandbag.
Yeah,
running into it. Feel me?
What's your dream? Like what's your life goal?
My life goal.
Something with basketball.
No. No, I'm not making it to the league. I ain't putting enough work for that.
Really? But like I was saying,
yeah.
What's your goal? What is your goal? What is your goal? What is your goal?
All right. So my bad. But for me, nah, not basketball. Hard to give up on that. My goal probably is to either become an English teacher, because we talked about this. I'm going to be terrorizing them
bro,
kids.
Bro, you're really going
to...
You really want to be an English teacher, bro?
Bro, hear me out. They're going to be reading 12 Bibles a day.
That is so flea.
Because all that stuff I went through,
what?
I need to give back to someone. I can't give back to
teachers. Why are you going to torture the next generation, bro?
Because I got tortured. They need to experience my pain.
That's flea.
Who are you, pain?
I either want to be...
You from Naruto?
I either want to be, feel me, like a public speaker, like someone who go about, give
okay,
speeches,
I can see you doing that.
You know,
this is villain backstory.
Feel me? Or
this is how it all started.
Or either that, or become some type of coach, whether it's a basketball coach. Actually, it's really only can be a basketball coach, because that's the only thing I pay attention to. You tell me to be a baseball coach, I put my shortstop as the catcher. I'm putting my first baseman as the pitcher. I'm going to be mad dumb. We ain't scoring no.
What about like football? I like badminton.
Football? Batman? I don't even know how you play that.
What about for volleyball? What about for all of them?
Volleyball? Nice. I could be nice for lacrosse. I could be lacrosse.
Really?
Lacrosse?
I could see you playing soccer.
I could be a soccer coach. I could do lacrosse. I could do soccer.
I could be a soccer coach.
I could see you doing like soccer, track.
Soccer? I did cross country.
You did cross country. Yeah. Right?
I could be a track coach for sure. Nah, I'm just sure making them run. The two laps around the track and then go to your events. That's all I'm saying.
That's it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
What about for like practices? Like,
nah,
I don't think that's
like
how like practices work.
Since we had to run at
4 miles. I never had to run 4 miles.
Not 4 miles. I'm saying like we had to run like at least a mile a day.
I didn't do track. I mean, I did cross country in 7th grade with Brooklyn and Madison and all that. But we didn't have to run that much.
I did mine
in D. Yeah, see, because you was the 8th grade.
You had Miss Funk, right?
Yep.
But like I was saying.
But as you were saying, can't turn it.
Life for... what was it? Your goals. Like for goals right now. Like, not just long term. Like.
Okay, currently, I just want to get through high school. Like, forget about
no cap.
That stuff. That's just my goal. I just want to make it out at least. That's really my goal.
You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to do? I'm on my inspirational inspirational Ricky type stuff, feel me? Mm. I'm trying to get my family out of the trenches, feel me? I'm trying to make sure my family eat good, I'm trying to support my auntie with a house, give her a house, you know, struck times is hard right now, feel me? We in the trenches, feel me?
We about to get lit.
I'm about to make it somewhere, first like big paycheck, feel me? Auntie, here you go.
Now go, hold you.
Buy yourself something new, buy yourself something nice.
I want to make it to the top.
Do you? Right. Feel me?
My goal, I want to make it to the top. I don't want to be one.
That's a very ambitious goal. I like it.
You got to push yourself. Feeling? You know what I'm saying?
But be the top of what, though? It depends, because there's different tops. You can't be the top of the world.
Physical. Like, physical health.
So you're telling me you're going top Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like to make myself better.
Like my top physical peak. Oh, so you're saying you want to, like, be your best self.
You're trying to get, like, that ultra instant go. Bubble, I mean, DJ Popcorn, what's yours? What's up with you? Oh, we already said yours. Popcorn.
What's yours?
Long term.
We already did long term, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, I said long term. I meant to say short term. My short term. Yeah, graduate high school. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that, and then focus kind of like on my rapping and stuff.
Not to go to summer school and have fun during the summer.
Yeah, work out during the summer.
Yeah, I actually had to do summer school.
No, I haven't. I've never done summer school.
Not even gonna lie. You ever been in a household where, like, parents be forcing y'all to get macro grades? Mm-hmm. They were like, if you're grade below this, and blah, 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 blah.
You're not going outside. You're not doing nothing for the summer.
Exactly.
That's what I've always done.
Like you pass everything. Nope. Stay your butt in the house. You're gonna get in these books every day until I can quiz you on anything in the world and you get 100.
Yeah, man. What?
You better grow up to be a lawyer.
Hold up. What are you trying to get into? Where your diploma at?
He's like, wait.
Where's your PhD? You're over here talking about, I want you to be better
than
me.
Where's your college degree?
Look, they'll hold you with you. I want you to be better than me. That's why I'm pushing you so hard.
Why are you lying? You don't even care. Once I graduate, you're going to be making me pay rent. Stop playing with me.
You're going to kick me out.
You're going to kick me out. You gonna take all my? You gonna make me pay child support for my little siblings on some weird stuff?
Facts, yo.
You gonna make me support the whole family?
You gonna make me pay for
McDonald's?
Nah,
y'all ever had been like you want some McDonald's and y'all got McDonald's money and they be like, you paying for me too?
What?
You pay for me?
So what happened all the times you got McDonald's money?
You never ever said I gotta pay for you.
You
get something to eat, back. Give me something too.
You got food at the house. You got food at the house. Remember all the times you said that to me?
Give me some food too.
They be like, I got this rent money though, and if you wanna be living here, you gonna give me something from that store.
You got that chicken sandwich money? You got chicken sandwich money?
Bro, this ever happened to you? Like, you know, like, your parent know you got money, but, like, only money for you, and they'll be like, I need to borrow a couple of dollars for gas.
Hold on, something like that.
Your
parents ever, like...
Subliminals, I hate.
And they were like, all the things I do for you, all the things I buy for you, I'm like, bro, I barely have money.
That, or when I'm talked about on the phone, about, like, from my parent to, like, to like another parent, they're like, oh yeah, my kid's so stingy, my kid will just go and get his check and he never give me anything.
Like,
so
all this
stuff it's like, first of all, no, I made sure I asked my aunt, I was like, when I start getting paid, how much do I gotta give you? She said nothing, right? But then, she don't make making me pay nothing, cause she got it like that, she nice.
Yeah.
But like, you'll ever be feeling bad, y'all be having mad money and then you see a parent struggling. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd be like, oh,
and then you
try,
and then you
want
to give them money, and you're like, here, take the no.
Like, no, I don't want this. Like, all right, throw then.
Right,
stay in the trenches.
Like, I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to push us all out the hood.
Like, come on now, I don't got money.
Slowly but surely.
Imagine, y'all, you don't got money for the electrical bill, right?
It's like, all right, I'll pay for it, mom.
And you know you got mad bread, just stack. So you're like, I'll pay for it. Here you go. Take the money.
Nope, we ain't gonna watch TV.
What?
Why? I want to watch cartoons. Cartoon Network.
Said, nope, if I ain't watching it. You ain't watching it. We can't watch it.
That's not fair.
She's like, you ain't gonna be paying my bills.
Like, why?
They be the same type to be like, you can do whatever you want once you paying these bills. They be like, I'll pay the bills. So let me pay the bills.
Right?
So,
you got bill money? Like, yes.
Yes,
I do. What's up? Said, who paid for these lights to hear me?
It's like, who paid for the Christmas tree?